This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Braves just a couple of minutes away from the first pitch of Game 1 today. They've got a doubleheader against the Phillies, as yesterday was rained out, so we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day just a few minutes away as well. One half of the NBA Finals is set. The Oklahoma City Thunder take down the Minnesota Timberwolves last night in Game 5. That game was over almost before it started. Thunder, pretty damn good. We'll talk to Alex Urban in 20 minutes. He's the executive director of the Tour Championship. We always talk to him at the media event out there and then when we broadcast from the Tour Championship as well. If you didn't see it, Tour Championship changed their scoring system.
Like it better?
And I'll be honest with you, it's basically what we were saying they should have been doing for years.
Yes.
So they listened. So we'll talk to Alex about the score changes and some Tour Championship-related stuff in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
Did you know that Chucky died?
Chucky?
The
Atkins?
No, the
doll?
Yeah, the killer. The guy who played him.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
John Gruden?
Yeah. Ed Gale.
Okay.
He's 61 years old.
I didn't know there was a guy that played
I
him.
Had no clue myself.
Well, I suppose someone had to do the voice.
Yes.
So he was the voice of Chucky.
Yes.
And he died at what age?
61.
Huh.
Yes.
So he was pretty young when those movies came out.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I was so confused because I was like, was he in the costume?
I don't think so.
Dude, I was so.
Because
when they said he died, I was like, hold on.
Like, how does a doll die?
How does a doll die?
He's a voice actor.
Huh?
He was Chucky's the voice actor.
Yeah, he's a voice actor, but they need to say the voice of. They're just saying Chucky.
Chucky died.
He physically played the doll.
Oh, he actually was.
Yeah, he physically played the doll.
So he had the mask.
So he's a little fella.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a little person.
Okay.
But then when you said voice, I was like, hold on. So the actual guy that was in the whole costume, giddy up. That.
I didn't know that there was someone in there. I thought it was like a, computer doll. I don't know what it was.
I kind of did too.
Yeah, I didn't know. Wow.
I kind of did too.
So that sucks. I always hate to find out about somebody when they die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always feel bad like if there's a rapper that dies and then I go listen to their music. And I'm like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
R.I.P. You know, it sucks to find out like that. At least we've seen the movies.
But, oh.
So we saw his work.
One of my favorite movies. Abe said he played Howard the Duck. I love Howard the Duck.
He was Chucky and Howard the Duck?
What a life.
That's crazy.
Icon.
Now, he doesn't voice Chucky, though. While he physically played Chucky,
okay,
someone else voiced him.
Okay, anything else? Any other IMDb gems for this guy?
I love Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he in Willow or anything?
No, Willow. The guy who was Willow was Willow.
He played the dinosaur Tasha in Land of the Lost TV series.
Okay.
He was in some other stuff.
Tasha,
yeah.
Tasha. Which one was that one?
I remember the Land of the Lost cartoon, the movie. But I don't remember the
because I know Bo me and Bo about to say, you remember the show Dinosaurs?
I do remember
Not
Dinosaurs.
The Mama. Not the Mama. Okay. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about? He played the baby?
He played Dink in Spaceballs, if anyone remembers.
Get out of here!
Wow, this guy's got a story.
I love
played,
Dink.
Played
I love,
the
I
mole in
I love Spaceball, first of all.
The mole in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
Okay.
Less familiar with that one, but
he's all around actor, man.
R.I.P. What was his name?
Ben Gale.
Ed Gale.
R.I.P.
to Ed Gale.
Yeah.
Good
big,
run.
Big story, but the Braves are wearing red today, so you don't adjust your TVs or anything.
It's not Friday night.
It's not Friday night.
And they are not at home.
Yes.
They are wearing the home reds on a Thursday
in
afternoon on the road.
Maybe somebody packed the wrong uniforms.
Maybe. Yeah.
Speaking of packing or forgetting to pack, did you see what happened to Coco Gauff?
Uh-uh.
What happened?
She forgot her rackets.
Where?
On the court.
Oh.
She forgot to bring them out?
Forgot to put the... So I guess normally her coach puts rackets in the bag and they did something different.
I see.
Oh. She came out to the court like for a match to warm up.
Wow.
Opens the bag.
No racket.
Nothing.
The most important thing you need.
That's got to be an empty feeling,
dude.
Man.
What are you talking? Like the most important thing you need?
Hopefully they were just like in the locker room or were they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, okay.
Right. But still.
Did she win?
Yeah, she's still alive.
There you go. Good.
There it is.
Roland Garros.
Yeah.
That seems like a tough playing on clay. It seems like a tough.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just,
plus, you'd get all dirty.
Yeah. But I'm sure they have multiple shoes.
I think physically, it's nicer than hard court.
Better on your knees.
Yeah. The laundry aspect alone.
Yeah. Just a lot of dust. A lot of, you know.
But they probably don't wear the same shoes but once.
No, you probably. That's true.
Yeah, same shoes, same tennis outfit.
That's true. Nike probably provides a lot of options for that. Plus, you know, probably good detergents and stuff, too, if you need to get any stains out.
Oh, yeah. Tide does wonders.
Tide Pods.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we're covered. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow.
Bow.
Down the lane, floats a runner, counts it, it goes, and it goes! Gilgeous Alexander weaving through a minefield of Minnesota defenders. It didn't matter. He gets to the strike for the fourth time in Game 5. 33 points in 33 minutes.
Yeah, that was over by then.
Yeah, man.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander was dynamic in the series. 34 again last night. They needed about... I don't know, 8 of them. They won 124-94, and it wasn't as close as
no,
that.
It was
they
not.
Beat them by 30. That game was over by the end of the first quarter. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go coming out of that series. Let's go positive and forward-looking first. The Oklahoma City Thunder played incredible basketball because they're an incredible basketball team.
Yes.
And I think we're, I don't know how many days, however many days it takes to win 5 or 6 games, away from them being the next NBA champions.
Yeah, I don't see anything or any one of the teams out of the East beating this team.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the way this team defends, man. They defend, and Shea Gilders is he's a juggernaut, man. But they have – when their guys outside of him, when J-Dub, when Chet, and all those other dudes are clicking – because the defense is going to be there a lot of times.
Yep.
A lot of the times the defense is going to be there. But when they're playing like that offensively, they go with their defense – I mean, they're just a hard team to beat, and they would just overwhelm Minnesota. And once Minnesota started missing all those shots, and you're like, okay. Because every time they would miss, it would seem like it was a transition point for the damn Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so, yeah, you're like, you're demoralized, and now it's 26-9 with a minute left in the first quarter.
They scored 9 points in the first quarter, man. Like, that's there was one earlier in the playoffs.
Like,
I think
what
in
the hell is going on?
In the Nuggets-Clippers series, one of their games. The first quarter score was something like that, too. Maybe it was 8 or it was 11. I don't know what it was.
It's
but
y'all got 9 damn points.
Yeah, cause we're good, right? We don't have to do the other 3 quarters. No, we do? All right, fine.
Yeah, we're good. We can go ahead and get our head beat in like that. But, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, the Thunder just overwhelmed them.
You don't say that very often about an NBA matchup.
Yeah.
Like an NBA team getting overwhelmed by the defense of another team.
Yeah.
But they did.
They did. They got them. They got them. And they're moving on. Game 5 tonight between the Knicks and the Pacers. Pacers just need to go on and put them away. They're going to put them away. They're a better basketball team than they are. The Garden ain't no vibe or nothing like that. It's just look at me type place right now. And they got the Knicks on their heels, and now Tibbs and, you know, all the – they still don't – he still has not figured out this Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson type dynamic when they're both on the floor together.
Yeah.
Just haven't.
Yeah, and well, I just don't think there is any figuring it out.
No.
Like, they're so vulnerable defensively when they're both out there, but they're so bad offensively
when they're not.
When they're not both out there. So it's a tough spot, especially when you only go six deep. So, I mean, that's why, you know, dating back to the beginning of the playoffs, you just don't really buy the way that team was constructed.
Right.
I think this is probably the ceiling of what they were going to get as far as the run goes. And you know, the Eastern Conference Finals is a nice run. I think it validates some of the moves that they've made. They've got to find a way to get a little bit deeper. The Minnesota Timberwolves, now with back-to-back Western Conference Finals exits, they retooled a little bit after last year, obviously, with the Karl Anthony Towns trade. Now they've got a big question about what to do with Julius Randle.
They got to find a way to move Rudy Gobert, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
How come?
I just don't like him.
I don't like him either.
I don't like him either. I'm not going to – because he was money against the Lakers and everything like that, but – Yeah,
he's a. I mean, he's not valuable in a series like that against a team like the Thunder. Yeah. But then against other teams and other like if they had played the Nuggets, he would have been really valuable. Yeah.
Sure, because he's a big guy. But the previous,
I don't know.
Karl Anthony Towns was playing him.
He was.
Yeah.
And Rudy was getting fouls.
Yeah.
He was fouling him a little bit, getting bullied by him. I don't know. It's a weird thing where, and I think the Thunder probably are just the best of the group in the Western Conference right now.
Right.
But it's a weird thing how the Western Conference just feels like it's so matchup driven right now. Like the Nuggets are a much more difficult matchup for the Thunder than the Timberwolves are. They gave them 7, but I think the Timberwolves are better than the Nuggets. I think because they beat them last year. I think they would have beat them again this year.
But like you said, matchups. Like Denver has him.
Yeah,
big body.
Yeah,
and it's hard to match up with him. Now, the last game when they started putting, put Caruso on him and just letting him lean in his back, which, we talk about letting him play. A lot of that was damn fouls.
It was.
Yes.
It was a good option that the Thunder used, but yeah, there was some off the ball fouling that was happening there. But yeah, they've got to find a way to tinker with that roster a little bit. And to me, that's what it is. Like, I don't think it's wholesale anything. You've got to find another guy that can take some of the ball handling pressure in crunch time off of Anthony Edwards so Anthony Edwards can be off the ball and still be effective when a defense is doing what they were doing in that series. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Like, they have the hardest thing to find in the NBA, which is a superstar. Now they have to find the second hardest thing in the NBA, which is a true number two.
Compliments.
Yeah.
A complimentary player.
That's what it is.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's some pretty clear moves that they have to make and then some harder decisions that they have to make as well.
You think Kevin Durant would go good there?
I think Kevin Durant would go good there, but I don't think he solves their problem.
Okay.
Like, say Kevin Durant's on their team right now. How different does that series go? I was thinking about that this morning.
It might be different, Andy.
It might be a little different.
Yeah, because you got your own bucket getter.
Yeah.
Perimeter bucket getter.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I just still think, like, so what? 6 games?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's their biggest issue because I thought they played pretty good in game 4.
They
scored 126 points.
They did.
They just, in crunch time, Anthony Edwards wasn't good enough and they didn't have that other guy to come. And maybe KD would have been that guy in that situation. Yeah. I just think you need to find another ball handler.
Did you have an issue?
You can't have Mike Conley in your starting lineup again next year.
Did we have an issue with that? We don't have this issue. Anthony Edwards basically saying, like, no, he don't feel bad. He's not hurt or anything.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
This don't hurt.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm 23 years old.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. I thought what he said after the game 4 loss was fine. I like that he talked because he hadn't been talking after losses, so it was nice to hear some of what he had to say, but I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Okay.
I don't get too.
Lost me together on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get too bogged down on what guys say after games. But he's right, though. I mean, he's 23. This is kind of what the trajectory is.
Yeah, it is.
The great players have to find ways to get over that next level.
Yeah, and it is one of those things where, he has the time.
He's 23.
Yes. Yeah. Look at the trajectory of these kind of players when they usually win titles.
Yeah, superstar guys kind of do this. They get there early, and then they find out how hard it is to get over the top, and then they spend the offseason getting better, and then they try again, and then they probably don't get there next time.
Yep.
And then they spend the next offseason getting better. And then 26, 27, then you kind of get over the top.
Yep, or you ask out.
Yeah, or you ask to be traded to go play with Golden State or something like that. Or whatever. Who knows? I don't know what he's going to do, but yeah, I'm not mad at him. Alex Urban is going to join us next. He's the executive director of the Tour Championship. They made a change to the scoring system, one that many of us had been asking for a while. So we'll talk about that after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know we're talking golf when this song comes on.
I just think about the rodent dancing, boy.
You think about what?
A rodent dancing when the song plays.
Yeah. The song makes me think of John Chuckery.
Every single time
I hear it, I think of, well, all right, what's bugging Chuckery?
Uh-oh, here it goes.
It was always something
here
good,
it
too.
Goes.
Every single time. It was so, so good. All right, 20 minutes away from the AMA. The phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. You can call us. You can ask us. We will answer as we do every single day to wrap up the show. We'll get back into a couple of different college football news and notes in a few minutes, as well as the everyone has spoken into microphones in Destin, Florida. So we'll react to some of what we heard. But the Tour Championship, obviously played at Eastlake. Every single year, we love to be there. One of our favorite events of the year. Alex Urban is the executive director of the tournament, and some rule changes, some changes to the format at the Tour Championship. So Alex joins us right now to talk about that. Alex, how are you?
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just start there. I think people are familiar with the way that the scoring system and format had been the last handful of years. Obviously, you guys are making a change this year. Tell people what's different.
Yeah, so, you know, the nice thing is, if you're kind of aware of how it worked, the change is that we're going to simplify things a little bit. And, you know, the starting strokes format that we've used since 2019, we'll be transitioning that away here in 2025. So all 30 guys, when they show up here on site at the Tour Championship, having qualified, you know, post BMW, all 30 will start at even par for the week, and all of them will have a chance to win the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. So unlike in the past, where there was kind of two champions and it was points based, that has gone away. If you win the Tour Championship, you win the FedEx Cup, and it is a it's a winner, kind of winner take all scenario over 72 holes. You know, I think we did a whole bunch of fan surveying over the last couple of years, and the PGA Tour in general is kind of looking at a number of things and trying to get feedback from fans and then deliver, you know, what fans are looking for to make it more compelling, more interesting, more exciting from TV, for on site. And what's really cool is that our players really take the lead, so that we get that feedback. And then our players sit down and they provide recommendations on various things. And you may have seen Scotty Scheffler talking about this at the Memorial this week. Like, they sit down and talk about, how do we determine the best player? We have the 30 best players qualifying here at Eastlake. They like 4 days of 72 holes of stroke play competition on a difficult setup golf course. That's the second piece, is that the golf course setup is going to be more intentionally difficult. So that should be a lot of fun. So it's going to be cool. We're going to have, I think, more impactful golf throughout the course of the day than we've had the last few years, because, you know, some guys won't be starting 10 shots behind. They technically had a chance, but now everyone is equal footing here at the Tour Championship. So we're really excited about it.
That was going to be my question to you, is like, who influenced this and how did the players feel about it? But now my question, because we were there last year, Scotty was up 10, when they were like 10 strokes when we got last year, we got their bunk. When was this finalized? I mean, when was it decided? Was it just this previous year, or was it, you know, maybe a couple years before that this time we were going to go to this format?
You know, it's been something that's been discussed. So coming out of last year's tournament, like I said, we had all of this fan data. We tens of thousands of stakeholders, so sponsors, fans, our people, like folks like our proud partners, you know, Accenture, Coke, and Southern Company, basically provided feedback on, hey, here's what we like, here's what we think could be better. You're starting to see it show up in a number of areas, like the telecast is one too. You hopefully have started to notice some new ways of broadcasting golf and how they show tee shots and stuff like that. But one of the pieces was, hey, we want a more consequential, exciting end to the season at Eastlake at the Tour Championship. And that was really coming out of this last tournament and into the winter, kind of facilitated those discussions. And then our player board gets together and talk about all kinds of different possibilities. And could we do this? Could we do that? And that's how we ultimately landed here, with the removal of the starting strokes and setting the golf course up a little bit more difficult and putting everyone on equal footing.
Alex Urban joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, executive director of the Tour Championship. Let me ask you this, because one of the things we talk about and have fun with and have talked with you about before is the paycheck for the winner. Like, the guy that wins the FedEx Cup makes the biggest payday of the year by far in golf. With this new format and the winner of the Tour Championship being the winner of the FedEx Cup, is the money breakdown the same, or is points factored in, or how does that all work?
Yeah, I know they're working on adjusting how the payout works a little bit. Basically, players are accepting a little bit more volatility in the system, and which will change the exact payout here. I believe it'll still be the highest payout. I mean, we had a pretty good lead over the second biggest event here, but I don't think it'll be exactly the same. However that breaks out will be determined a little bit closer to the tournament. But the whole point is that the players, actually Max Homa talked about this yesterday, like, yeah, the money is important, but I think what it means to win the FedEx Cup against the best players on tour, the goal is to make this the hardest to qualify for event and the hardest event to win. And so that when you lift the trophy on Sunday, if you're Max Homa or you're Scottie Scheffler or Justin Thomas, whoever, you feel like you've accomplished, you know, something at the upper echelon of the sport of golf and certainly the upper echelon of the PGA Tour. So I think that's there's some kind of stuff at the margins to figure out on that side of things. But really what it's about is more competition based than anything.
Real quick, I know we got 1 minute, Alex. What about the course itself? Has it been changed because, like you said before, you make it a little bit more even as everybody's on an even par? Has the course changed at all throughout the, how it has been in the past?
Well, if you recall, you know, last year we were we came back after a full year of closure and a full course restoration. Yeah. So we had a brand new golf course last year. And, you know, first year of a course, you don't know exactly what to expect. And I think there's always going to err on the side of a conservative setup with that in mind, just not because of the unknowns. So it's going to be fun. I think just the second year, by virtue of being the second year of post-restoration, but also they are purposefully saying, like Scottie Scheffler and these guys are saying, we want it to be hard. We want par to be a good score out here. And there are things you can do. I don't set up golf courses for a living. There are people that that get paid a lot of money to do that and do it really well. So the PGA Tour Rules and Competitions team will work really closely with East Lake and you know, they're experts as well. This is our 25th playing at East Lake this year. So it's not the first time they've set up a tour championship. I think everyone will have a lot of fun coming up with, okay, what would we do if we were going to make it a little bit more difficult? And I'm sure that'll be a storyline as we get closer to the tournament. We'll be able to answer that question a little bit more closely of like, hey, here's what they're doing to try to accomplish that goal. But it should be fun.
Well, you know we're looking forward to it. We love being out there every single year. Alex, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me as always. Take care.
Alex Urban there, executive director of the Tour Championship with some changes, and I think it's a smart move, right?
Yeah, because before our first time out there together, I had no idea about the scoring of it and everything. And so then I'm thinking, like last year, okay, the best golfer in the world has 10 strokes up on everybody?
Right. So
even though he did lose.
Last year Scotty held off. I think it was Max Homa and maybe Colin Morikawa, but yeah, like Scotty won it last year. But yeah, for people that maybe don't know, by the time they got to the Tour Championship, they staggered the starting scores based on your year leading up to that. So Scotty Scheffler had played better than everybody, so he started the tournament 10 under. And then whoever was in second place started the tournament at 8 under. So it was like calling it the Super Bowl of golf was a little bit disingenuous just because
it's a disadvantage.
In the Super Bowl, the best team doesn't start with a touchdown lead,
right?
So now everybody starts at even par, which makes sense. The course being harder makes sense too, because if you do remember last year,
it was
kind of supposed to be, and then these guys went out there and went low. Like I think Scotty shot like 64, 65, 66 all four rounds. So it'll be fun to see it be a little bit harder. And I don't know. I give them – we kind of criticize – we've been doing it a lot with college football this week, these leagues and the decision makers for like over-fixing and over-changing things.
This needs to be changed.
I give them credit for hearing the feedback from people because when they went to it, I was like, well – it's just more complicated. Like, why would they, you know, like the casual golf fan is going to have to Google what's happening to understand what's going on. That doesn't seem smart. So to go away from it, you know, it took a couple of years to do it, but to go away from it. The other thing is, like, the best moment of recent memory at the Tour Championship was Tiger Woods coming up 18 in 2018 when he won it and kind of was starting that comeback before he went on to win the Masters in 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have happened under that scoring.
No.
Like, had that scoring system been in place, the best moment they had maybe in tournament history wouldn't have happened because Tiger Woods wouldn't have been in position to actually win the tournament.
One of those things, what made you go to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Because of that, maybe because Tiger won the tournament but didn't win the FedEx Cup and they didn't want that to happen. But again, that had happened before. Like, there was a year where Phil Mickelson won the Tour Championship. I don't know. Yeah, it was overcomplicated. So credit to them for going back to a simpler system, getting it right, making it easier for everyone. And while we're at it, can we make, like, the PGA Championship, can we make it match play?
Why not?
That'd be fun. PGA Championship needs a facelift.
He's a facelift?
Yeah.
I think
nobody cares about the PGA Championship.
I mean, that's place fun anyway.
Masters is the Masters. U.S. Open's the U.S. Open. Open Championship's the Open Championship. Make the PGA Championship match play like it was, like it once was.
Oh, when was that?
I don't know. 75 years ago.
Okay.
But
so when would that happen?
Make it stand apart, you know? give it something unique to itself. I think I lost you guys on this one.
Yeah,
a little
bit.
They should, all right? They should do it.
A little bit.
They should make it something special. And right now it's not. There you have it.
Done?
I guess so.
Yeah, okay. I was like, done? You done?
Well, no. I mean, I still feel that way.
No. I'm just saying because when you're on a roll,
yeah.
I'll let you go.
Well, I just thought, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'll let you go. Yeah,
my roll was 30 seconds short of when we needed to go to break.
Yeah, I was like, okay, match play, all that.
I just think the PGA Championship is a little bit of the four majors,
mm-hmm.
kind of
the boring.
Yeah, it just doesn't have its own personality.
Okay,
right.
I mean, it's hard to match the other ones, though, if you're talking about personality. The
right,
Masters is a Masters. Open Championship, you're playing over
the history, the birthplace of golf, the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
is,
it's just different.
Can I interest you in a total wild card change?
Sure.
Whole thing's a par three course.
It's an idea.
Just 18 holes of dudes putting it 5 feet from the pin.
Okay. Or what about putt-putt?
Yeah, I mean,
we'll just make it putt-putt.
Very, very
well, now we're getting into the
very gimmicky.
Now we're getting into the flag football versus NFL player conversation, where pro golfers are probably not the best suited to tackle true putt-putt courses.
Are you?
It's all about angles.
Let me guess who is.
Abe?
No, not me.
Is it Abe?
No, not me.
Is it Abe?
No, but it's guys I've watched on YouTube.
Make the PGA Championship match play. That's all I'm saying. And don't have it in Charlotte anymore. Those are my two issues. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phones and ask us anything you'd like on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Be anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Get out to the, ooh boy, Slim Pickens. Phones are wide open, 404-726-0929. If you want to jump on hold and ask us a question here over the next 15 minutes. We're going to need more than one. So 404-726-0929, although most questions do tend to be long. So we'll kick it off with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy. Yo, Andy, it's funny you said Slim Pickens. I actually used to be in a rap group called Slim Pickens, man.
Is that right?
Rock group?
Yeah. No, a rap group.
Oh, rap group. Okay.
Yep. Called Slim Pickens. We actually came and performed in Athens when you were in school.
You might have seen him.
How'd I miss that one, Mo?
You maybe didn't. Maybe you were there.
I don't know. Hey, I got one for you. So, look, we just had graduation this weekend as well. We had a little graduation party. I'm going to preface this by saying I got five daughters, right? So, all of them that have had boyfriends, like, they know. I'm kind of cool, but I'm a kind of sort of go at your boyfriend as well. So, the little boyfriend is there. And we get to talk about basketball. So, you know, we're going back and forth. There's a little bit of banter. But the next day, I get a phone call saying that the little boy, mama done called and said that he felt like he was bullied.
Bullied by you?
I was like, what? Yeah. I said, what? So, here was the whole thing. All I said to him, I said, look, I played ball in college. I'll back you down. You little, and you look real frail. Right. I was like, I don't even know if you should be dating my daughter, et cetera, et cetera.
That don't sound like no bully. That just sound like giving up, passing on some information to him.
So thank you. So, yeah. Wifey was mad at me. She's like, you need to call his mom and you need to apologize. I said, I'm not going to call
hell
and
no.
apologize
exactly.
for him being soft as hell.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I really turned
exactly.
into you. So, we've been going back and forth. She's talking about something. Oh, well, go ahead and call your boys since today you're off day and see what they got to say. I said, I sure will. So, was I wrong and should I apologize?
Hell no. You ain't wrong and you bet not apologize.
I'll sit this one out.
Man, you bet not apologize.
I don't
man.
Understand.
Man, blank that little mush mouth, soft, frail boy. No, don't apologize, Mo. Don't apologize. Because you know what? That means he ain't right for your woman. If I think my son, remember that little boy with the fishy ass,
uh-huh.
the wet palm?
Yep.
Yeah. He wasn't right for my damn daughter. You know what she did? She listened to her father, kicked his little soft ass to the curb.
Yeah.
Now this new one, I was like, hey, you going to college? They don't have no boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's over too. But yeah. No.
All I want to know, and it doesn't really matter one way or the other. I just want to know how did the conversation get from we're talking about basketball
yeah.
to me then making sure that I let you know that I played in college and I'll back your ass down
yeah.
and you look frail.
Yeah.
Because that's not like, there's some steps in between there.
Not really.
Now you just start off.
Yeah.
There.
Well, you dealing with your daughter's boyfriend? Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
I mean, my daughter's four, so I'm not
no,
there
man.
Yet.
Mo,
I'm not there
Mo,
yet.
Mo, do not apologize. If you're gonna have your daughter, daddy, daddy. I don't care. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Don't apologize.
Come back to me in like 14 years, yeah, and then I'll give you my take on that
one. Don't apologize.
I'm not there yet. Christian is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Christian. Christian? Gone. Hopefully he's okay. Chris is in Atlanta. Hey, Chris.
Oh, hi, guys. So I'm trying to figure out what our base defense is going to be next year. Mm. It's in their most offensive play, three wide receiver and one tight end.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to be rushing James Pierce and Jelani Walker. Mm-hmm. So are we going to have two down linemen? And then are we going to play with three linebackers along with them?
You're just trying to figure that out? That's a question. He's breaking up. Okay, he had more.
He's breaking up.
I'm trying to figure out if we're rushing like five each down.
Okay.
All right.
Got
appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
I think everything is everything's going to be game plan specific. You know, sometimes you're going to play with more interior guys just depending on, you know, the opponent. I love it. Was one of my favorite stories. I think it was it was Peyton Manning, and I forgot who they played. But, you know, remember how Peyton and then that and the offense they ran in with the Colts. I guess the other team, they only had like one defensive tackle, Andy, and the rest were all rushers, small defensive end. I think Peyton Manning ran the ball 50 damn times that game. So I think, you know, when you're sitting there trying to say, well, we're going to do this week and this that week, I think everything is just really, you know, game plan specific.
I also think we're just in a different era of 3-4-4-3.
Yes, we are.
It's not really, you're just going to be in a nickel defense so much of the time because of the way that the offense has receivers out there. So I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, it's going to – I mean, get out of the whole base anything anymore. The game has completely changed.
Yeah.
Completely changed.
Susan is in Atlanta. Hey, Susan.
Hey, guys. I really enjoyed the tour championship discussion, and I'm glad to hear that they've made those changes.
Me too.
Just made me think, which one of you is the better golfer?
Oh, I could beat Andy. I could beat Andy. If I take it serious, I could beat Andy.
All right.
Abe.
You can have that one if you want.
I take the Abe approach. If I take it serious and train for like a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the question? I missed it.
Randy's sitting here saying he'd beat me at golf if he trained for a month.
Yeah, if I trained for a month.
I'm not going to take the bait.
Yeah.
Randy's a great athlete, so.
I can't play golf, though.
There's a chance that maybe that would happen.
No. Nah. My athleticism does not help my golf game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me long drive comp?
Oh, my God.
Long drive competition?
No.
I don't know.
Does it have to go straight?
I'm pretty good. I feel comfortable with my golf game.
They have to be in the field of play for a long drive.
You're supposed to be in the fairway.
I know that, but I'm just saying, if we're doing it, does it have to go
straight? Oh, well, it won't matter either way.
I can slice it a mile.
Yeah.
We just, you know, put a ball detector on it, put like a detector or something.
Yeah, we could do it. They have like the track man, right? That'll tell you where it goes.
Okay.
But I think I would be comfortable. I think I would be fine.
As far as what?
If we played.
Yeah.
I'd probably be okay.
Yeah. Is it a whole 18? Is it all 18?
Do you want it to be?
No, that's what I'm saying.
How much time do you have?
Like, is it all 18? Can we just like do like maybe like every other hole, or
we could play 9.
Okay,
is that going to help?
No, I just want to play 18.
It's like the Thunder Timberwolves game last night.
I just don't want to play 18.
We don't need 18 to show.
Yeah, I don't want to play 18.
We could play the first three and then go to the bar.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah, we're good. Justin's in Athens. Hey, Justin.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. So I was raised in a generation where your mom and daddy still looks your butt.
Dang, Justin, your connection's bad. We can't hear you. So call back. Maybe it'll sound better. Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. All right. Have you ever had a movie scene, in any kind of movie, okay, a scary movie or whatever, that still affects you today? My example is that if you ever seen Final Destination 2 on the highway scene
with them damn logs. Yes.
With them damn logs with the logs on the truck.
Yes.
How many people I've seen the last couple of days would not get behind that truck? So it lets me know a lot of people have watched that part of the scene in the movie. Don't nobody, that truck got the whole expressway to itself. So is it the movie scene that affects y'all today? That y'all have seen, and I'll holler at you later.
That one right there.
I think everybody thinks that when they drive behind the logs.
It is definitely the logs. behind on the truck, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know that I have any other like horror movie scenes that stick out. That
I don't go
think
to lakes
of.
At night.
Huh?
I don't go to lakes at night.
You don't jump in the lake at night because of which one?
I don't go to, I don't go to lakes at night.
Because of what movie?
Jason.
Oh, Jason. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the Freddy Krueger ones, it's like you just don't go to sleep.
Right.
Because Freddy, that's where he gets you. He's tough.
Like. Yeah, dude, cut off his eyelids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, try not to sleep.
Try not to sleep.
The movie scene that I think of, like, from time to time, and I don't know why, but it just comes in my mind, is I think it was Kickboxer, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Jean-Claude Van Damme and he fought Tong Po,
mm-hmm.
didn't they dip their hands in,
yes.
in glass?
They dumped it in honey.
Was it glue yes. and then glass or honey and then glass?
Honey and then glass, yes.
Anytime I go to the recycling center and there's all kinds of broken glass mm-hmm. when you recycle the glass,
think of that.
I'm like, what if I just dip my hands in there and had to fight Tong Po?
Just make sure you got the wraps
you gotta put
on
the wrap
yeah,
on
you
there.
Put the wraps on
I don't know, that part of it was like, dang, that is... That's even crazier.
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't buying. Only thing I wouldn't buying about that scene was that the honey was holding the glass like that.
Was it honey?
I think it was honey.
Why was
honey?
I always thought it was glue.
I thought it was honey.
Why would it be honey?
I don't know, but I thought it was honey. I don't know why.
Why'd you think it was honey?
Because I thought she said honey.
Oh, okay.
Burlap wrapped in honey.
Oh, maybe. Honey. Maybe I don't
and
remember
glass.
The. I don't remember that. I just remember the dipping it in glass.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe it was. That's,
yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to fight Tong Po
without him.
Without it.
Yeah.
Let alone with a glass shard.
Give me a dog pole.
Have you guys watched any of the other movies in the Kickboxer series?
Yes, and they're all awful.
I have.
Well, yes, they are awful.
They are.
Tong Po loses off. Like five fights.
He gets his ass whooped every
what
fight.
What is?
I mean, why does he keep coming back?
He's the worst champ.
He's staying getting beat down.
Jean-Claude took his soul.
Jean-Claude, then they had the other.
Because he broke the dude's spine
yeah.
the first time.
And then, I mean, it's just awful.
And then he was kicking the
I'll
pillar.
Tell you what.
Remember
you
when
took
they
your
when he
best
was like
shot.
You could feel the building shaking in the movie, and then they were like, what's going on? Oh, he's warming up by kicking the pillar of the building.
Yeah.
It's one thing to lose to Jean-Claude Van Damme. This dude got his butt beat like three times by Sasha Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah that was the like the cousin from Step by Step.
Yeah, yes. man. It was.
That was the guy that lived in the van in the driveway in Step by Step.
He blinded himself. I tell you what, take your best shot. Get out of here, man.
Nah, man, don't
God,
watch.
He was awful.
Avoid sequels. They're all garbage.
That was awful.
Lacey is in Cartersville. Hey, Lacey.
Awful.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to start off saying that you guys are probably my favorite radio show of all time. 11 to 2 is probably my favorite time to be in my truck traveling around.
What do you mean probably?
What do you mean probably?
What's all that like, probably?
Come on, man. Say it with your chest.
Well, I take the probably out of it. Take the probably
right,
out of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. You got it. But my question is, what is one piece of advice you would give to a first-time dad, girl dad at that?
Oh,
sleep.
Okay.
When they're asleep, you try to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And no 2 days are alike.
That is exactly
yeah.
what I
yes.
was about to say.
Yep.
That's exactly what yes. I was going to say.
Yep.
We always do like the immediate advice of definitely sleep for sure
yes.
and all that kind of stuff. I think you're probably going to figure that out. The hard part is going to be is just when you think you've figured something out. It's
yep.
like, all right, we got their sleep schedule down, or I don't know, this is the feeding schedule is right, or this is the food that like, whatever. Like, I don't know when does this change? Because we're almost five with Lily. And it still feels like every time I figure something out, it works for like a week, and then it switches.
It's all about when they're independent and can take care of themselves.
Okay. Because does it normalize at some point?
It does.
Okay.
When they start being able to take care of themselves, it kind of – when the responsibility is like taken away that you don't have to make sure that they're clean.
You don't have to do everything.
You don't have to do
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Because I'm saying like, yeah, like that's not just for the first year or two or because we're going on five
yeah.
and it's still like, okay, good. This is, we got it. We got this routine.
Mm-mm.
And then all of a sudden she's like, nope, not anymore.
Yeah, no.
That's not, that worked yesterday. Now
yeah.
you got to do this.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So it's just a constant puzzle.
Love on them. And
yeah,
just love on them.
That's it.
Just love on
as long as you're here's the thing. There's two kinds of parents. Ones that do their best and ones that don't.
Yep.
Right? Just be the one that does their best. There's no right, you know, you're going to make mistakes, all that kind of
there
stuff.
There is no perfect parent.
No, there's no perfect parent,
yes.
but there are though. Like the perfect parent is you and me and Bo and the ones that try their hardest.
Yep.
Made a million mistakes, but at least you did it with the best effort, right? Like there's only you know, just do your best and that's all you can do. Larry is in the truck. Hey Larry.
Larry.
Hey, what's happening, folks? As far as the two things, I want to be there when Randy and Andy play golf. I want to go with you guys. I want to watch.
because I think Andy is sneaky good. I've heard that he's playing some golf.
No, Andy's really good. I heard he was sneaky good.
That's not what
sneaky.
I heard.
Nothing sneaky about it, Larry. Yeah. The trophy's on the shelf.
Yeah, you got to watch yourself, Larry.
Trophy's on the shelf.
But the other thing is for the other gentleman who called in about, you know, the only thing you could do now is take the young man out to the basketball court. And, you know, look, say, hey, I'm not trying to bully you, but let's just go play some basketball.
Yeah, like it does seem like there's an obvious if there is a potential for a bond, it doesn't seem like there is.
Yeah.
It seems like that relationship is ruined.
The young
but it
boys
also seemed
today,
like that was the goal.
Yeah, that was the goal.
The goal was to ruin the relationship.
Yeah.
The young boys today don't play ball the way we played, you know, in the park. And it was, you know, it was some hard fouls. And it wasn't no calling, you know.
Are they? Thank you, Larry. Do we have? Are we foul merchants at the park now?
Foul.
Are we?
I don't know. I don't go to the park.
Are we SGA at the park?
Foul.
No, you guys aren't doing that at the park, are they?
Over damn dribbling now.
Oh, for sure.
Over dribbling. Everybody wants to shoot 3 points.
And step back from everywhere. Yes. All right, takeaways of the day.
Yes.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy likes fingertips.
What?
Andy likes fingertips.
What?
Andy likes fingertips.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, I do. All 10 of them. Take the probably out of it.
Yeah.
Just say it. Say it with your chest.
Andy wore Lululemon shorts. Randy noticed. Now they're Lulu guys.
Earlier today, Randy questioned if a man was fast in the hole.
I mean, I'm just curious.
How's he looked? Something bad happened.
Yeah, Andy Smith Sharp just got hit.
Well, that was a home run.
And that was a home run. But now he looks like he hurt himself. So that's not good.
Cool. All right. Well, that's Dukes and Bell's problem now. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.